What's going on? Welcome back to On Texas Football, a little On Texas Football on the road edition today. Of course, I'm CJ Vogel. I'm out here at Decaney, Decaney High School, home of two 2025 Texas targets, both of whom expected to make a decision in the next 2 weeks. That's, of course, tight end Nick Townsend and wide receiver Tanook Hines, who will both be making a joint ceremony, commitment date, you know, fiesta, if you will, July 10th here at Decaney High School. Of course, Texas hosted both prospects for official visits at some point in the month of June. But before we get to them, and you will hear from both of them later on in this video, a couple other names I wanted to mention, the first being Calvin Carter, the 2026 edge. Texas offered him June 15th. Really talented-looking edge. First step is elite. 6'3", good length. Texas, again, offered early in the middle of June. Right now, his recruitment's kind of up to about 9 or 10 offers at the moment. He's part of a very talented edge duo with Jamal Freelo, the 2025, who has several offers as well. Decaney looks like they'll have quite the duo getting after opposing quarterbacks this year. I wanted to also mention Samarin and Cunningham, the 2026 running back who was originally offered by Oklahoma to begin his recruitment, now holds offers from Notre Dame, Baylor, Nebraska, a few others at the moment. Really talented running back, only about 5'9", 5'10", but ran sub-11 in the 100-meter dash this past spring, as well as picking up a few other offers at the moment. And, of course, I wanted to mention also David Edmondson, 2026 wide receiver, a long-term wide receiver, right now plays quarterback for the Wildcats here at Decaney. Staff is a big fan of him. They mentioned this is probably the next up at the wide receiver position here at Decaney. Of course, Decaney was home to Jonah Wilson, who was previously committed to Texas before flipping over to Houston and ending up in the Cougars class a few cycles ago, as well as, obviously, Nick Townsend, the tight end, and Tanook Hines, who ran 10-4 this past spring. So they're building a pretty solid wide receiver resume here at Decaney as well. I wanted to make sure to mention that as we move forward. But be sure to head over to ontexasfootball.com for the latest updates in recruiting. Obviously, Texas baseball is making some headlines, as is football and team news. We've got you covered over there. Become an OTF OG for only $39.95 and get the latest Texas football updates. But before y'all go, here's Nick Townsend and Tanook Hines. A quick update on their recruitments as well, leading into the final 2 weeks before the July 10th decision date. Welcome. 2025 Decaney tight end, superb athlete Nick Townsend here with On Texas Football. Coming off of this busy official visit month, I mean, what was that like for you? Week after week, going to new places, see campuses, and meeting the coaches.
Honestly, it took up the whole summer. Honestly, the summer went by fast. Now the season around the corner. Now our first scrimmage in like 3 weeks, four weeks. It was fun getting to see to like explore places and get on a plane, go somewhere different, and switching my environment. That's what I'm looking for. And so just different coaching staff, different cultures. It was crazy.
I know you got a decision coming up. You said July 10th.
July 10th. Like
a couple weeks away. What's it going to take for a school to get over the top and win you over there?
Honestly, just like who's going to use me the best, like, and who has like a game plan for me, and like I need a school that's dominant on both sides of the ball, and if one side of the ball don't work, I can flip to the other.
Right, and of course, have many schools been pitching both sides of the ball? Is it mostly tight end? Where's that kind of been for you?
Everybody is telling me both sides of the ball now. It made the decision way harder, 10 times harder. So,
We watch the film all the time on the YouTube channel, and I mean, you take off some heads every now and then when you're on the defensive side of the ball. Where did that physicality come from in your game?
It just run into Candy. Like, that's what we do here. It's nothing else you can do. It's straight. Hit somebody in the mouth, you're going to be on that side.
Well, it's paid off so far. All right, getting into your official visits, I want to start with USC. What was that trip like there, and what was their message that they mentioned to you?
Honestly, it was different. Honestly, like, just the whole culture there was different. I haven't seen anything like that before, but the message really was just, I come in like, they honestly want to take another tight end. It meant a lot to me. Like, I was the only tight end on the visit, like, after that, so.
You like the West Coast lifestyle a little bit?
Yes, sir. The beach, everything.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Going over to Alabama, obviously, brand new head coach, Kalen DeBoer, just came off of a national title appearance. What's your thoughts on that offense and their pitch to you?
Everybody just love to win over there. So that's a strictly football town. So, like, if you don't love football, don't go there.
is. Alabama's always been football. Could you tell right away the minute you stepped foot there?
Yes, sir.
And then, obviously, in-state, Texas and Texas A&M, two big ones there. We'll start with A&M. Brand new staff coming in and kind of implementing that Colin Klein offense. Mm-hmm. Could you tell that tight ends are going to be a big part of that group there as well?
It's a very air raid offense. Like, they get the ball to tight end down the field. Like, we was watching some K-State highlights and stuff like that. It's, but come on.
Yeah.
You know, I met with the D-line because they want me to play edge there too. So
really?
Yeah, so it was like, so why not?
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, down at Texas, I know Jeff Banks has been after you for a while. Mm-hmm. Did you learn anything new about Texas, the city, the university at all whenever you were in Austin?
Shoot, I honestly never been like deep into Austin. Like, I only been like the outskirts.
Yeah,
but it's an actual beautiful place. I never thought I'd like Austin. It's like more like, I thought it was gonna be like country type, but it's a nice place though.
Oh, so you got to see the city for itself.
Yeah.
What'd you think of, you know, the sky rises,
it's
you know,
crazy.
Anything like that?
It's crazy, honestly.
And with Coach Sarkisian, how's y'all's relationship? How are y'all building a little bit right now?
It was pretty good. He's very interactive and very down to earth and relatable. So he would just come, you know, talk, have a conversation with my parents and me. We just spend quality time with each other.
I know you mentioned USC. You were the only tight end on the visit.
Yes, sir.
Only tight end that they're recruiting at the moment, right? Texas has a kid in the class already at the tight end spot. Yeah. Were you able to talk to Emory Winston or kind of get to know him and yes, the sir. Plan for two tight ends?
Yes, sir. He just wanted me to come there with him. We was just really just vibing the whole night, going out, and just chilling with each other.
What was your big takeaway from that weekend?
Honestly, how much you can learn there. It's crazy. Like, he was like the linebacker coach was teaching me stuff I didn't know. Like,
yeah.
It was crazy. So, like, he was just telling me stuff like, I thought I knew football. He got deep into it. So, I feel like I can really learn a lot there.
I wanted to ask you just about Texas obviously moving into the SEC. What are your thoughts of playing in the SEC? I know three of the four that you mentioned, three of the five that you visited are in the, you know, the SEC conference. Does that make a difference to you?
Honestly, I want to play with the best. I want to be in the SEC. I want to play with the best. I want to learn from the best. I just want to be around the best.
And then on your visit, did they kind of show you Jatavion Sanders' film or anything
to
say how you could be used in this offense?
That's what I'm most relatable to. So it's like we got the same. Because Banks was telling me, I reminded him before JT. So it's crazy how they had a previous tight end that was my caliber, my body. Like, I came in his body type, but I was a little heavier.
What are you right now, height and weight?
6'3 and a half, 235.
And what'd you run in the 100 this past year?
10.92.
Yeah, that'll play in the SEC.
100%.
Last question. I know that you're obviously out here at workout. Season starts up in a few weeks for, you know, fall camp and stuff like that. What's next in your game in terms of a development as you go into your senior season?
Honestly, just taking this coaching. Taking the coaching to just go ball out this year.
Eric DeCaney with 2025 wide receiver Tanuk Hines. Busy month for you with official visits, you know, each weekend of the month of June. Just how fun was that for you to get out and go see a number of schools and get that full recruiting experience?
It was fun, like, get to see a part of, like, some new worlds, stuff, some new schools, new coaches. It was, like, a great experience for real.
And of course, Baylor, Texas, Notre Dame, Arizona State, USC. Going through that list, what kind of made you decide those five were where you were going to go?
Really just like sit down with my coaches. The coaches telling me like what good spots I should go to. I checked them out.
I know that Texas official visit, you know, it kind of popped up late, right? You know, what kind of went into the decision to head over on the 7th? It felt like it was a bit of a surprise to some folks in your, you know, covering your recruitment.
I was supposed to go to Arkansas that week, but the plane tickets stuff got messed up. So that's when Coach Jackson called me up. He was like, "You trying to come down here?" And I was like, "Bet." He sent me a chauffeur to come get me.
Well, good deal. Now, I want to ask you a little bit more about that. How did that weekend go? Was there anything that stood out to you about your time in Austin?
It was sitting down with Coach Sark and Coach Jackson, like telling me how they was going to use me and stuff, seeing how their playbook was. They passed rate offense.
Did they mention how they would view you or use you in their offense at all?
They was going to use me like it's every word to like, take off the top of the defense.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And then the next week you went over to Notre Dame.
Yes, sir.
And they've been a big player in your recruitment, I know. But talk about your time up in Indiana and just kind of getting to see the campus a little bit more on that official visit.
Indiana, it was a great vibe down there. Coach Mike Denbrock, he had showed me, like, how he's going to use me to take out top of the defense and stuff, use me on, like, digs and drags and stuff. Yeah, and that's Coach Freeman, good guy.
Yeah, I know that speed's a big part of your game. Obviously, we watched the tape as well. There's a certain aspect of a physicality there. Where are teams recruiting you as both a safety and wide receiver? Is it mostly just wide receiver?
Lately, I went to a little 7-0 tournament. I showed them actually I could do safety for real. People were lucky texting me about safety.
Okay, so, you know, the conversation's still up in the air.
Yes, sir.
What do you like about playing safety with your physicality as well as your speed to get sideline to sideline?
Safety really easy for me because I'm a receiver. So, like, all the releases and stuff, I see it before it happens. So, yep. When they do the little weak old routes, I'm just sitting on it, get an easy pick.
And of course, this last week you were over at Baylor, not too far, about 3.5 hours.
Yes,
what did you think about the Bears there and your relationship with that staff?
The Bears was great. They showed, like, real love all the way to sophomore year. Coach Baker, like an uncle for real. Good guy.
Yeah, so decision coming in about 2 weeks. We'll nail down that timeline a little bit later. But how excited are you to kind of put this process aside and get ready for your senior season?
I'm very excited. Trying to get this, like, recruiting little thing out the way for real. Trying to get it home. It's like just focusing on football.
And of course, for folks who don't know, 100-meter time, I know it was 10-4.
Yes, sir.
What are we going to reach at the, you know, spring next year? What are you thinking?
Trying to go 10-1 or 10-2.
All right, well, there you go. And as far as your game, what's the next step in your development on the field? Is there anything specifically that you're working on this summer?
Everything. Everything you see now is iffy. You was watching my film, everything will be better.
Perfect. That's 2025 Decaney wide receiver Tanook Hines.